Yeah, he probably wouldn't be near it.
I'm sure he won't mind. We sound alike.
Representative, you're in your regular spot, but I have a different neighbor today.
We're going to open an information of the Rules Committee for this day on the 12th at a little after 2:30. For an informational, and I'm going to open an informational meeting regarding what is now House Bill 3706 on regarding the Unfair Trade Practices Act. As people have probably seen today, we have this bill come to our committee from the speaker after it had been introduced on the floor today. And as people know, that we're halfway through the session. House bills, if they are going to have really a hearing in the Senate side, need to move expeditiously. And so when I heard that it was coming, I tried to schedule a meeting that people could be here. And I want people to understand that representatives had who had previous engagements, because we were not planning to have this meeting, unable to attend. And that's no indication of their interest or lack of interest in any particular point of the hearing. It's just plans that had been made. But I wanted to at least get some information about this bill so that our committee members can actually start thinking about it. Anything that we get today, we will transmit to those other people so they have an idea of what's going on. And I did encourage them, if they wanted to, they could call in or listen to this online. I think that people make better decisions when they have more information, at least to get thinking about what it is. And so with that, I'm going to call up, and we have invited testimony, Representative Holby. And you can bring, I think, Attorney General Office and DCBS, other people who are here can come on up at the same time. And thank you for being here.
So I don't know, should I sit in between the agents?
I think representatives sit in the middle,
yeah. Oh, yeah, between the agents.
I was going to say we could have a rose between two thorns.
I wouldn't go that far. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. For the record, Paul Holby, State Representative from District 8 and Chair of the House Consumer Protection and Government Accountability Committee. And the reason I'm here today is because this issue was before my committee recently this week, and it was my intent to work this bill a little bit more, but we ran out of time, and normally we would be able to move it to a committee without recommendation, and that we were not successful in doing that, and the speaker thought that this bill important enough that it did deserve a look, because we were very close to a decision and getting an agreement on language that would be suitable to both Department of Consumer Business Services and the Department of Justice as far as making sure the bill didn't have an overlay of regulatory authority and enforcement authority in trying to do this. As you may know, the Department of Consumer and Business Services regulates lending and insurance, and in our committee we didn't really get a chance to explore all of the ramifications of bringing both of those industries under the Unlawful Trade Practices Act, which is under the purview of the Attorney General's office. The bill before you, House Bill 3706, does not pertain to insurance, but does pertain to those that make loans and extend credit. And one of the big reasons for that is that we have a lot of gaps in our laws that don't enable the state of Oregon to enforce many of the practices involved in oftentimes in those industries when it comes to loans and extending credit. The federal government has federal chartered banks and credit card companies and a number of other things that, frankly, we're preempted from regulating. But the purpose of this bill is not to regulate them, but to be able to hold them accountable to particular practices. And certainly that I think is the purpose of this bill, is to close those gaps and make sure that we do have, you know, the authority to help enforce laws and to protect consumers of those products and services in this state. Certainly we you know, went over this language, and it was language that I didn't have available in my committee on the other side. And we do have a -1 amendment that I believe both the Department of Justice and Department of Consumer and Business Services have reviewed, and have reviewed the language, and think that I'll let them speak to that specifically themselves on how they see that regulatory authority, and also the ability of the Attorney General's office to look at unlawful trade practices. One of the big policy decisions, I think, for this body is to examine the private right of action. And that is, you know, one that certainly it will bring a lot of debate. The private right of action is basically accessed through the Unlawful Trade Practices Act, to the best of my knowledge, and I am not an attorney in that field, but we'll let my colleagues here next to me from the agency speak to that to some degree. The remedies available to a consumer through the regulatory process are sometimes inadequate for a consumer really to persevere through court action and to recover damages. And I think the private right of action in the Unlawful Trade Practices Act will provide a better ability for consumers to get that remedy that they deserve in the state of Oregon. Most businesses and most industries in the state of Oregon and in many states are, able to be brought up on Unfair Trade Practices Act, and we are adding the lending industry to that, and I think it's something that needs to be done. And it is something that's done in other states, and it certainly hasn't driven industries out of business because they're under the Unlawful Trade Practices Act. And so I think it is a good policy decision, in my opinion, for the state of Oregon, and I submit this to your committee for review and perhaps deliberation to see what your committee decides to do with it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I thought I might give the Department of Justice and then Department of Consumer Business and Services, Corey Streisinger and Keith Stepanovich, a moment to comment if they wish.
Yeah. We'll do that first before we ask any questions. So.
Chair Robon, members of the committee. Thank you. Chair Robon, members of the committee. My name is Keith Dubanovich. I am Chief of Staff and Special Counsel to the Attorney General. The Unlawful Trade Practices Act is the core key consumer protection statute in this state. Unfortunately, it has some gaps. It applies to virtually every industry and every product and every good and every service sold in the state of Oregon, except for loans and extensions of credit. The Oregon Court of Appeals has ruled in a trilogy of cases that it applies only to real estate goods and services, and for some reason that they explain in their opinions, it does not apply to loans and extensions of credit. And as a consequence, consumers in this state are without adequate remedies if they have a problem involving a loan or an extension of credit. For example, in 1996, the Oregon Court of Appeals ruled in the Cullen case that a consumer had no claim under the UTPA against a lender that had misrepresented the interest rate and the total loan costs. So in that situation, the consumer was really without any relief whatsoever. They were stuck with a loan that was different than what was represented to them. The Department of Justice could not do anything on their behalf, a private attorney could do nothing on their behalf, and DCBS could do nothing on their behalf because it involved a national bank. Now, because the UTPA does not apply to loans and extensions of credit, The Department of Justice is unable to take action against any company or individual that might be engaging in fraud in connection with loans or extensions of credit. Now, DCBS does a good job over the entities that it regulates, but DCBS is similarly not able to take regulatory action against federally chartered banks. Now, let me give you an example. Earlier this week, we received a complaint from a West Lynn resident about a national bank that had agreed to a short sale to allow the consumer to sell their home and not go into foreclosure. However, apparently the lender had a change of mind, and in an email that we received, it was kind of inadvertent, but we received a copy of the email from the bank, and it said that they were just going to let the borrower hang, just basically hang out there, rather than go forward with the short sale that they had agreed to with the consumer. Now, because it's a federally chartered bank, and because the UTPA does not apply to loans or lending, there's no state agency that can help this consumer, and the consumer has no rights to pursue an action under the UTPA. So that unfortunate consumer is without any remedy. Last summer, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a case that was brought by the New York Attorney General that states can apply their consumer protection laws against national banks. So at least in the view of the U.S. Supreme Court, there is no prohibition in us expanding the UTPA to loans and lending. However, because the UTPA does not presently apply to loans and lending, our office is unable to work with other attorneys general's offices across the country in pursuing investigations against national banks that have been involved in the financial crisis and are not doing enough to stem the tide of foreclosures. The House Bill 3706 with the Dash 1 amendments does a few simple things. Loans and extensions of credit will now come underneath the UTPA. As Representative Holvey said, this bill does not impact the insurance industry at all. DCBS will remain the sole regulator of state chartered financial institutions. The Department of Justice is not interested in getting into the regulatory business over state chartered entities, and indeed there's a provision in this bill that says that the DOJ will not adopt any rules or regulations without the consent of DCBS, which is appropriate. DCBS will remain the lead enforcer of existing state laws against institutions and individuals that DCBS presently licenses and regulates. And the Department of Justice will continue to utilize the Unlawful Trade Practices Act in the same manner that it presently handles those kinds of cases. But the Department of Justice will now be allowed to utilize the powers of the Unlawful Trade Practices Act against institutions and individuals that are licensed by DCBS if DCBS requests us to do so. In other words, we're going to be deferring to DCBS with respect to their licensees. But with respect to the entities that DCBS does not regulate, the Department of Justice will be able to pursue an enforcement action against those entities under the Unlawful Trade Practices Act. We have a good and reliable working relationship with DCBS. We appreciate their hard work on the amendments that are in front of you. And as I mentioned, we believe that 3706 is a strong pro-consumer bill. It fills some important enforcement gaps, and it helps consumers protect their rights against multinational banks that are not presently regulated by any state entity. I'd be happy to take your questions after the further testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Corey Streisinger, Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. And as has been mentioned, we do regulate a variety of state-licensed and state-chartered lenders. Those are state-chartered banks and credit unions, mortgage brokers, bankers, loan originators, consumer finance lenders, payday and title lenders, and pawnbrokers. But as Mr. Dubanovich mentioned, we do not regulate and are precluded from regulating federal banks and credit unions. In addition, the state statutes are somewhat of a patchwork. Each one of those types of lenders is governed by statutes with different sets of consumer protections, and they vary. In mortgage lending, for example, there's pretty broad consumer protections existing in the mortgage lending statute, preclusion of any device, scheme, or artifice to defraud, knowingly making an untrue statement of fact, engaging in an unfair or deceptive practice. And we use those tools pretty rigorously. Over the past couple of years, we've actually had a focus on mortgage lending for reasons that I think are obvious to all of us. And we've taken enforcement action and issued sanctions in over 75 mortgage cases, suspended licenses, issued fines. But as Mr. Dubanovich and Representative Holvey has said, we don't have the ability to take those types of actions when the loan was issued by a national bank. And that's very frustrating to us. It's very frustrating to Oregon consumers, because those indeed are where a number of the problems have arisen. So House Bill 3706 would focus in on lending, and it would, as Mr. Dubanovich articulates with the Dash 1 amendments, I think appropriately divide the responsibilities between the two agencies so that we continue to be the primary regulatory and enforcement authority in the areas that we have, over which we have regulatory authority. We can refer cases to DOJ and make use of their expertise in appropriate cases, and they can take the lead in the areas that are outside of our regulatory reach. So I think the bill does fill an important gap and focuses on an area that's pretty important to Oregon consumers today.
Are there any questions? Maybe we'll just clarify in your own minds what it is that we have to study over the weekend to get ready. I think that was a good explanation.
It was.
Thank you. And so the Dash 1s, I don't know, there's people out there, have they been on the, we'll try to get some to everybody as well if we can, and especially if not before or after this meeting, because I just saw them as well, because they were just handed to us. So I appreciate that, and we'll get it to people. So with that, I will close in this one. And, you know, one of the things about having a meeting of any kind is it puts people at risk if they can get here or not. And I don't know if there's anybody here that wants to speak in the audience. We're going to have a regular full meeting, and I will stay back to make sure people get copies of all this stuff so they know what's out there, because I think that's important as well for everybody. So from the, I guess the only thing I would ask, from the difference between what was in the bill before and what we have now, these amendments had not been introduced before in discussions, and the fact that insurance companies are out of the current bill that we are looking at. Is that about it?
Yes, that's correct, Representative Roblin. Our committee just really didn't get a chance to explore amendments. The bill that we were considering over there had insurance in it, and we were working on amendments to take insurance out, and we were definitely having some trouble with dividing the regulatory authority that DCBS has from and the ability of the Attorney General's office to take on the Unfair Trade Practices Act and the Deceptive Practices, and trying to separate that was a bit difficult. And so we just ran out of time, and it was unfortunate we weren't able to just move this bill over here. But I'm glad it's before you. I think it's an extremely important piece of legislation for this body to consider for consumers in Oregon.
Okay. Thank you all for being here. And I didn't see a whole lot of people running, and I think that would be hard for them since they haven't even seen the amendment. So I will make sure that we get amendments to everyone, and I appreciate you being here to hear this stuff. It is scheduled for our Monday meeting, and I keep encouraging people to keep track of everything that's happening as we get closer to the end of the session. This committee meets sometimes fairly quickly, so... with that, I'll close our public information meeting, and I will close our Rules Committee. So thank you all for being here.
Thanks.